From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Dear Ted Haggard, in the wake of your recent ecclesiastical discipline, you have promised to place yourself under the direction of your fellow pastors during your season of rehabilitation. I am a pastor, but since I don't expect you to ask my opinion, I'm writing you a letter instead. The path your life has taken bears public witness to the private hell that daily is endured by members of the clergy who are gay. Most homosexual ministers must choose between the sacred call God has placed on their lives and the full expression of their sexuality. Both are divine gifts, but most churches, by embracing one and shaming the other, force a choice that is painful beyond the imagining of most who are straight. Some closeted clergy work out their pain through self-destructive behaviors. Just the other day, I heard the tragic story of a fellow Presbyterian clergyman who committed suicide, apparently for the shame he felt in knowing that he was about to be outed to his congregation. Other ministers who are gay seek succor in hypocrisy, and this seems to have been your approach. Hypocrisy is also self-destructive, as is your apparent use of illegal drugs and your decision to patronize a prostitute, but the use of hypocrisy to mask one's sexual orientation is particularly insidious because it encourages members of the closeted pastor's congregation to treat gay people in their lives with spiritual contempt. In your case, it also encouraged Colorado voters to deprive gays and lesbians of the possibility of marriage, condemning people like you to remain in lives of duplicity and self-destruction. But we are Christians. We believe in the possibility of grace, and here's a way forward, a path to redemption. Come out. Come out for the sake of your soul. Come out for the sake of your family. Come out for the sake of those who have been hurt by your hypocrisy. Help Christians everywhere understand that it is not a sin to be gay. Come out for the sake of your colleagues who destroy their lives while guarding the secret of their sexuality. Ted, you are a leader. If you are listening to this message, I beg you, redeem your disgrace. Use the gift of who you are to bring healing. Come out. I bid you God's peace. With a pastoral perspective, I'm Ben Daniel.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.